Voice Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And we are so pleased to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Welcome. This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. If you are listening live, let me remind you that today is October 15th, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 394. We're live, unlike Tuesday when we weren't. Tuesday was a rebroadcast because of the holiday on Monday. But we're live today. And it's time to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Hi. How you doing, Griffala?
I'm doing well.
Oh, well, good. So am I, as a matter of fact. You remember, I want you to think back a few years back. You and I were so excited because we finally got 10,000 opt-in members to our eBay Radio group. Remember that?
Yes.
We were so excited. It was 10,000. We did sound effects over the air and everything.
Yes.
Well, as of yesterday, we broke 41,000.
Get out.
We have 41,012 as of yesterday.
I haven't checked it
this morning. Oh, it's 14 as of this morning. 41,014 as of this morning.
Yeah, it took a long time to break the 40,000 barrier.
It did. It did.
Well, you know, our stealth marketing plan is working well, I'd say.
Oh, God. So tell them how to join the eBay Radio group.
You have to send me a snail mail.
No, you click the group chat link.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I forgot about that.
Okay, you click the group chat link on the player.
On the player.
Sign in through community, even if you're already logged on to eBay.
Yeah.
Then click the join group button on the group's homepage. And if you're already a member, the join group button will not appear.
You almost said nuttin'.
And you know why.
Yeah,
that's the way it was typed.
We have the same copy.
Yes, we do. You know, I remember the days, my first job as a on-air newswoman, not the kind where you come on at the top of the hour and read the
news.
You
mean back when you were friends with Marconi?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
You know, it was a whole, you know, three-hour news block, right?
Right.
And all I did was sit there and cold read news. I did not have a chance to pre-read it.
That explains a lot.
So, well, you know, it's like anything else in life. I tell people, every job you've ever had is going to add to your skill set, whether you know it or not. If only patience, you know.
Right.
Every job, even when I worked at the Fruit of the Loom plant in Wilmington, North Carolina, I learned a lot from that. I did.
What did you learn?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I learned that was my first real reality check. That women were being protected out of getting good jobs by laws that were made to protect them.
Yes.
Because in that particular Fruit of the Loom plant, they made lady stockings.
For the ladies.
You know, and remember the top part of the stocking is always a darker than the other and the rest of it, you know.
And it had little places where you hooked the garter belts.
Exactly. And those places where you hook the garter belts, it's called looping. And all the women were loopers. All right. And the men got paid three times the amount the women got paid for doing jobs that women could do. And when I asked about it, they said, well, there's a law in the state of North Carolina that says if any woman works, you have to have a stool within 5 feet of her to sit down.
Because she's prone to fainting spells.
So they made those little aisles where the men did that work so small that you could not fit a stool in there.
Oh.
So, you know, it was my first... So I learned from that.
Yeah. It was a catch-22.
Right. And also, I got very fast at doing a 10-key adding machine, because that's all I did all day. So my point is, you learn from every experience you have in life, particularly your work experience.
Yeah, you learn from every experience. You know, day-to-day selling on eBay, you can learn something.
Yes,
as I
can.
Did this week.
And what did you learn?
Well, I have a story to tell.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell the first half of the story. Like, what's his name? Paul, that guy. Who is he? And that's...
And now, the rest
of the story. Of the sad tale. What was his name? Paul Harvey.
Yes.
Is he alive?
I don't know, but his son's doing it now.
Yeah, maybe he's too tired to do it. Anyway, I'll start off the story and then leave you hanging. Because there's a break. About a year ago from a vendor outside of eBay, I purchased a lot of cologne. The same cologne. At a really good price, knowing that it's out of production and I would be able to sell it for a profit and still undersell the market. So I held on to it for about a year. And last month I put some of it up. This is a cologne that comes sealed in a box from one maker, one particular brand, and the amount is 3.0 ounces. So you got that?
Got it.
Sealed in the box, 3.0 ounces. It's a blue box with a white stripe. Anyway, I sold some of it successfully, and then I had someone who bought five bottles. Yay! That's a lot.
Hooray!
So I went and I picked five bottles, five boxes of the stuff, put it in, wrapped each one, put it in a box, sent it out. Then I got a note two nights ago from the buyer saying, four of these are 3.0 ounces. One of them is 1.7 ounces. What should I do? That was it.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell that much because then I want to know from you and from anyone who might have stumbled into this radio show today and is listening and cares what they would be thinking and maybe speculate about what was going on.
Or, and what you would do in that case. And I want to know what
exactly.
You did.
Have
you?
Well, so I want to make, I will add one more. It's an honest fact of the story,
okay.
Which is I got this message at 11 o'clock at night while I was in bed.
Okay.
I wasn't asleep. I was watching PBS.
Was the person in the United States of America?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're in the
okay.
U.S., yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what would we do?
What would be your suspicion? Not saying you'd act on it, but what would be the first thing in your mind?
Well, first of all,
they did make 1.7 ounce bottles.
Okay,
of this.
First of all,
and they're smaller.
The
bottles are smaller.
I would have checked my boxes before I mailed them. First of all,
right,
to make sure they were all 3 ounces or whatever you had put in the listing.
No, but all I bought were 3 ounce bottles.
Okay,
that was the deal with the merchant.
Had you looked in the box?
I did. I inspected the box pretty closely,
mm-hmm.
and. Noticed the boxes were all the same size and mm-hmm. that there was no breakage. You know, they would have leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't smell the cologne, so that was a good sign. So that's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay, so are you asking me or are you asking...
I'm asking everyone.
Everyone.
What do you think happened in this case? What was your... If you were me in this situation,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is going on?
Okay. Do you want me to say?
Yeah, you can give me your opinion.
Okay. Not that it's worth anything, Lee.
Might actually be worth a lot.
Okay, so the first thing I would say, the first thing I would think of is, oh my gosh, could this be a scammer or did I make a mistake? I'm a businesswoman, so I don't get all upset right at the beginning. I do stop and think for a minute. Sometimes then I get upset unwarrantedly.
Okay.
But I would wonder... Did I make a mistake, or is this a scammer?
Okay.
Having said that...
Yes?
The customer has to be taken care of.
Yes.
Okay. So that's...
I'm not going to tell you what
all,
I did
yeah,
or what
that's
I
all I'm going to say
okay.
for right now. But that's... You asked me what I would think of right off the bat, and I would wonder if I made a mistake or if they're scamming me.
So what do you think? Call us at 888-723-4630 and tell me your impression, what you would have thought at this point as a seller, and what you would have done.
And if for some reason you can't call in, we do have a mechanism for you to send in emails while we're on the air. If you look at the eBay radio player that you're listening to the show on right now, there is a tab on the bottom that says contact us, just click on it, and I get it right in my email while we're on the air, and I can read it over the air for Griff or for me, whatever the question is, or comment or whatever. So use the contact us button to send email or give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And I'll tell you, we've already gotten an email this morning
We have. That's great news.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Someone's listening. We love you, listener.
Yes. Golly, I have to find it now. I'm so sorry. Something has gone on with this, with my computer all of a sudden. What can I tell you? He wanted us to check out his store. Anyway, I'll look for it on the break. Not to worry. He wanted us to check out his store. And he's a new seller on eBay. We love new sellers on eBay. Because
we love them to death.
Them.
Right.
And
literally to
yes.
death.
And oh, before we go on break, I've got pictures of my grandson, great-grandsons. Remember the... some of you may know this, some of you may not, but the conjoined twins that were born in Jacksonville, Florida on December 12th.
How they doing?
Well, you know, they were separated successfully, you know, at like 6 months, and they're like 10 months old now.
Oh.
And I've got pictures of them, each one of them, in the chat board today.
Oh, that's great.
So I've got a picture of little Connor, who's the chubby one, and little Carter, who wasn't as engaging as Connor.
Well, he's a little shyer.
He needed glasses. And he got his glasses this week, and now he's looking at everybody smiling. And
how do they know a baby like that needs glasses? Does it take the test and, like, thumbs up, thumbs down? Which better, baby, A or B?
I don't know, and I've got to talk to the family there. But my guess is he wasn't engaging as much when they would look at him and smile
him. Yeah.
They'd have to get close. This is what I'm guessing. I'm going to find out today or tomorrow exactly what happened. But he's got glasses, and now he's looking straight at you.
That's fantastic.
Kind of cool. So
I'm so happy for you all.
Thank you, darling.
This segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We'll be back in a moment. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Fall in, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. So I told you the story. I set it
up.
Okay,
but hold on. Two things. First of all, Paul Harvey is dead. He's still dead.
Oh, okay.
2009. He passed away.
He and Mamie Eisenhower.
Right. And secondly, I did find the fellow's email. So after you tell us what you did, we're going to go to his email.
Okay. Well, anyway, so to recap, I have a box filled with 40 bottles of the same identical cologne, at same identical size boxes. The bottles are 3.0 ounces. I sell 5 of them. Buyer says one of them is 1.7 ounces. What should he do? No one's calling in, so.
So you might as well tell.
Might as well just tell you the story.
Okay.
So my first reaction was, why is this buyer trying to scam me out of a bottle?
First reaction. Okay.
First reaction. And then I said, well, I got to go to sleep. I can't deal with this. But before I did, I sent a message, and I said, oh, that's odd, because I only have 3.0 bottles in stock. But, you know, let me check, find out what's going on. And in any event, send it back, and I'll pay for it, and then I'll send you another bottle, making sure it's 3.0 ounces. And I figured that covered my bases, right? What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
You actually sent him?
Not yet. Hold on. Oh. That's what I sent the email.
Oh.
Because I needed to at least respond before I fell off to La La Land.
Sure. So you told him you were going to check.
And that I would definitely refund him and send him a new bottle.
Okay.
But even I, in my, such a perfect little Miss Muffet sitting on her tuffet, said, you know, I never would ever think a buyer's out to get me. The thought entered my head, and it actually colored that email. Can you see how? I said, that's odd. Well, send it back and I'll send you a 3.0 ounce. I'll pay for the shipping.
Uh-huh.
Was that the right thing to do?
Send it back. Well, how much are we talking about here, Griff?
How much are we talking?
Yeah.
Well, the total amount of the sale was close to $400.
Okay.
So if you divide that by 5, you'll get an idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, sizable amount. Not $8 or anything like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the back of my mind, I'm going through. I said, I checked this box. They were all identical.
Okay.
I don't even own a bottle of 1.7 ounces.
Okay.
The bottle is smaller.
Well,
I'm giving you some key words here, but
yeah, I understand. Normally, you would tell us to go ahead and refund.
Well, yes, yeah, somebody might actually. He wasn't asking for anything. He just said, what should I do?
What should I do?
He wasn't saying, how about a partial refund?
Oh, so you took the proactive role.
I did.
Which is a good thing.
It is.
You took control of the situation.
It is. I did.
And you told him to send it back to you.
I did.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, there's more to the story.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you think that was an ideal response?
Well, I would feel comfortable saying that.
Okay.
Even though you've always told me time and time again, don't argue, just...
Well, I wasn't arguing. I was just giving... Yeah. He said, what should I do?
No,
and I was
and
giving
you didn't.
Him some instructions, right?
Yeah.
But in the end, what I was to discover would lead me to believe that my original response was not adequate.
You mean... The email you had sent before you went to sleep?
Was not up to snuff to Griff standards.
Okay. Tell us what that said again.
That's odd. I only have 3.0 bottles, but never mind. Send it back, and I will send you at free of charge the fifth bottle that you purchased to make sure that it's 3.0 ounces. And I'll pay.
Well, to me, that was a good response.
But does it telegraph anything to you?
It telegraphs the buyer, that you don't trust me.
Right. Gee, that's odd. I only had 3.0-ounce bottles in stock.
Passive aggressive.
Exactly. You win the internets today. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the next day, in the morning, I checked, and this buyer had kindly sent me a photo and showed me something in the photo that I didn't know, and what he showed me was true. What do you think he showed me? I have so many questions for you, sorry.
He showed you...
It was a photo.
It was a photo.
And it was a photo of what?
It was a photo of a box.
It was a photo of how many boxes?
One box.
No.
How many boxes?
How many did I sell them?
Four or five.
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 And what did the photo show me?
Seven boxes.
No.
I don't know.
It showed me the five.
I feel like I'm on a quiz show and I'm losing desperately.
It showed me the five identical boxes I sent him, and they were indeed the same identical size and shape. But one of them was for 1.7 ounces. And this is what I learned. This particular clone manufacturer, unlike others, only created one box for both sizes and used different insets to accommodate a smaller box. And the only indication is a slightly different width white band and the indication on the side that says 1.7 ounces.
Oh, my.
I went downstairs and checked my stock, and what did I find? Three out of the remaining stock are marked and contain a 1.7 ounce bottle.
Wow. So, it was your mistake?
It was my mistake.
Now, what are you going to do?
I immediately emailed him and said, thank you so much for this information. I've learned a lot. Keep the 1.7 ounce bottle. It's on me, and I'm sending you a 3.0 ounce bottle.
Yes.
Express mail immediately.
Yes.
And again, thank you for the information. I have learned something today.
So what happened was you were tired.
I was tired.
Ready to go to bed. And your normal impulse as a business person, as a seller on eBay, and a good entrepreneur, is to not browbeat the buyer.
But I did.
Yes, you did.
In the most subtle and passive-aggressive way.
It was passive-aggressive.
That's odd. I don't stock. I don't have any 1.7 ounce bottles, I said.
Well, you'll know better than to do that when you're sleepy.
Yes.
Yep. Well, you did the right thing in the end, honey.
Yes.
That's all that counts at this point. But yes, you did make a comment that you perhaps should not have made.
And I'm pretty sure it's okay. I mean, I sent him the tracking number. By the way, did I go back to the listing to create a shipping label? There's another learning here. And I did not. Do you know why?
Because it was on the same, this is all on the same item number.
And it would change the tracking to whatever the last label you print from a transaction item number is, that's what shows as tracking and delivery. So all of these would have immediately been ineligible for the final value fee discount. So what you do in a case like this is I have a Stamps.com account, and I go and I just create a label for my printer with his address and ship it off to them. And then that automatically sends him a tracking number, but it's not connected back
to your item number,
to that eBay transaction. So it doesn't screw up the tracking and delivery information.
Good point. Good lesson learned.
Right. That one I knew.
So you learned a good lesson to be careful what you say when you get back to the buyer.
Right. If Griff tells you, don't immediately accuse the buyer, that means don't even play the passive-aggressive game with something like,
gee, that's odd. Oh, my. But you're human, honey.
And you know what was driving it? I got to tell you what was driving it. I'm not perfect. I'm at a 1.83 defect rate, all for seller cancellations in the last year for my crappy inventory, right? One more defect, and I'd lose my top-rated seller status, at least for this month. I mean, I'd probably gain it back. And instead of thinking of the customer, I allowed myself for just one moment to fall into that trap. And luckily, I didn't say what I suspect many sellers might have said is, well, that's impossible. I don't have 1.7 bottles. I'm highly suspicious. Send me photos. I don't trust you. I think you're trying to pull something. I didn't do that.
At least. Good. Well,
but you see, even the finesse needed is so fine. It's such a fine line. You always have to be on your guard.
So what you should have said was, it's 11 o'clock here at night. I'm going to...
I would never do... I will not play that game with... If you're a professional,
you don't want to make excuses.
You don't complain, right. You don't explain.
So what would you have said instead?
I said, very sorry to hear this. I will send you a bottle tomorrow to make up for it. And just left it at that. As it was, he helped me out. Because I'm not sure that I would have believed that was possible had I just said that. And I may have sent out a 1.7 ounce bottle to someone else. So he saved my butt.
Yes, he did.
I love you.
We'll be back with Jay from Jackson, Mississippi.
And we're here for you, so call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Live and learn.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.